Now, look, the truth of it is we're all living longer, and we're not just wanting quantity, but quality in the years that we do have. And the fitness industry is a big beneficiary. How much do you reckon is spent on fitness services and equipment in this country every year? Millions, do you think? How about $8.5 billion every year and rising? Now, Snap Fitness is one Aussie gym chain bulking up as much as its members, and it's recorded a record-breaking 504% increase in franchise inquiries over the past 3 years. It's opened 42 new locations across Australia and New Zealand, and there are dozens more of the gyms in the pipeline. So what's driving this explosion in the fitness game? Well, Chris Caldwell is the CEO of Lift Brands Asia Pacific, the owners of Snap Fitness, and he joins me now. Chris, welcome to Money News.
Good evening, Deborah. How are you?
Yeah, well, thank you. Now, we know gyms are all about growth and gains, but from a business perspective, I tell you what, the space is bulking up big time, isn't it?
It certainly is. Great analogy. No, things are going very well. I think the post-COVID world has been a very productive time for the gym industry. Absence made the heart grow fonder during COVID lockdown times when nobody could access the gyms. And certainly our members have come back in droves, and one of the very few good things that came out of the COVID time was the link between mental health and physical health was something that became so much more prevalent in people's conversations, and certainly the fitness industry has benefited from that over the last couple of years.
And that's the thing, you know, all of us are wanting to not just live longer, but to live better. And I think physical health and the mental benefits that come from it, the realisation that they just go hand in hand.
Yeah, absolutely. And well, we all know we feel better when we're exercising.
Well, maybe after the fact.
Very much so. It's a medically proven fact that you do feel better, obviously, post-exercise once you recover. And certainly the growth of gym locations across Australia over the last couple of years has been very, very encouraging for the industry and for the sector.
And I was surprised by that number that Australians are paying $8.5 billion every year on fitness services and equipment. What is it that people are actually shelling out for?
Well, certainly that makes it a competitive environment. If consumers are prepared to invest that amount of money, it certainly means there's a lot of businesses out there chasing those consumers for those dollars. So it becomes a very competitive market. But what are they chasing? It's not unusual for consumers to have multiple gym memberships. Certainly the avid gym goers, it's not unusual for them to belong to, you know, a 24/7 like one of ours, a Snap Fitness gym, but then also be a member of a particular boutique or class style environment. So they might go along to an F45 or a FitStop or a BFT or a spin class of some sort during the week a couple of times, but then also want the access to their 24/7 gym to train at at their discretion. Mm. So, you know, people aren't necessarily just a member of one gym, or they might like to be a member of a gym and a member of a Pilates studio, so they're getting a real balance in their workout.
Yeah, or in my case in point, go to the local pool for a swim and then also be a member of a Pilates club or, you know, a gym
absolutely.
As well. Yeah,
absolutely. And that's becoming more and more common. You know, gone are the days where people just join one gym and only go there all the time. So people really are looking after themselves in lots of different ways.
And the gyms themselves have changed quite a bit too. I mean, the days of the gym being pretty, you know, a space where, you know, women might think, I don't want to go there because it's all bulked up blokes, or where mm-hmm. perhaps, you know, a more diverse range of people. They're a lot more friendly to a lot more range of people these days, aren't they?
100% correct. And I think those gyms do still exist. You know, some of those older, grungier style gyms that are much more oriented towards a sort of perhaps a heavier lifting male. I'm stereotyping, but yeah, those gyms do still exist. But the larger gym chains, you know, they really have gone out of their way to try and remove some of that intimidation factor from their clubs, to make them far more appealing particularly for the female market, but not just the female market. I mean, a lot of people find gyms intimidating, or did, and certainly a lot of those barriers have been removed in recent years as the clubs are far more, I guess they're far more appealing to spend time in, basically, and obviously, you know, far more appealing for people to walk through the door and get into those first couple of experiences and visits and made to feel really, really welcome, regardless of their level of fitness. And that's certainly, you know, and I don't want to just talk about our businesses, obviously, but Snap Fitness spent a lot of time rebranding their business to be much more appealing and much less intimidating, particularly aimed at attracting female membership to our clubs.
And I know that you're expanding across Australia and New Zealand. What do you see for the future when it comes to fitness?
I think certainly the stronger brands in the market will continue to grow for quite some time. We probably will see less and less of the smaller independent type clubs, I'd imagine, because it's becoming such a because there's such a demand for within the market that 8.5 billion that you talk about, it means those businesses that continually reinvest in their clubs and continue to, you know, so that a gym doesn't become that old grungy feel that we talked about earlier. So they are continuing to evolve and feel like it's a, you know, bordering on a spa type environment for people to go in and do a workout. So they're far more attractive, far more appealing. You know, you walk into some of our clubs now and the bathrooms have got the Dyson hair dryers and they've got the, you know, the towels for the members to use and all those sorts of little things that, you know, years ago was definitely not something you would have seen in a gym that costs $20 a week. Maybe a gym that costs $100 a week, you'd expect that service, but now you're seeing it in sort of some of the more affordable type membership options.
With the cost of living crunch the way it is, though, even those affordable options, I suppose gym memberships is one of the things that people might consider the first item to go if the budget, if they're struggling to make ends meet.
It depends which demographic you ask, but certainly the younger market, it probably wouldn't be one of the first things to go. But what you do find is people trade down. So, you know, there are a lot of gym products in the market that are $70, $80, $90 a week, particularly in the Sydney or the Melbourne metropolitan markets. You know, it's not unusual to be paying that for some particular brands or chains of gyms. And depending on what their offer is, and it can go a lot higher than that as well. I mean, CBD Sydney, you can pay $200 or $300 a week for a gym membership, whereas you see businesses like, say, Snap Fitness, which is generally around the $20 to $22, $23 a week mark. We've certainly benefited from the cost of living crisis. We've seen a lot of members trade down to come and use our products in our clubs, and then their members are coming in and they're very pleasantly surprised with what they're finding.
Well, as long as you make it easy for people to cancel their membership when they want to, because that's another bugbear for the gym industry, which needs to be overcome. But yes, that's for another day. But it's interesting to see the growth.
Happy to answer that question. We have no lock-in contracts, so people can cancel and leave within 30 days at any time.
Yeah. Well, that's welcome, because I think that's been a big bugbear for a lot of people that, you know.
Certainly you are.
It's
certainly
harder than it should be to cancel those memberships when you want to. Well, good on you, Chris. Good to see the growth, and we wish you all the very best. Thanks for chatting to us.
Good on you, Deb. Thanks a lot.
Chris Caldwell there, CEO of Lift Brands, the owner of Snap Fitness chains, no doubt open or opening in a suburb near you.